You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, so we told you about it yesterday. We're going to tell you a little bit more about it today. I can't wait for you to meet my guest this hour. Her name is Sierra, and the story that she has to tell about how she found Jesus, well, it should just light your heart on fire, but you'd have to be alive, I guess. So we'll see if you are. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I don't know if you were with us yesterday, but when we were speaking with our guest, who is the camp director at the Word of Life Florida Camp, and the difference that the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Camping Ministry is making in the lives of kids, my heart just got all lit up on fire. In fact, this is going to sound kind of crazy. I had a dream last night. I don't have dreams, and I don't think of my dreams as being particularly profound. I'm certainly not Mike Lindell. I've never invented a multi-billion-dollar product in a dream, and if I did, it would have totally been God. But last night, I was thinking about our effort here, and I know there's 73 kids that need to go to camp from the tri-state area, and we haven't taken care of those 73 kids yet. But the Lord put 347 in my head. I don't know why. Are 347 children the number that he's actually wanting us to take care of this year? Is that something that we think we could do? I don't know. We haven't taken care of the first 73 yet. But I think there's an epidemic need for our young people here in the tri-state area, particularly those who are Angel Tree kids, to get to go to a Christian camp. And I only say that because I know, as someone who did not have a parent in jail, someone who was not the son of parents who were doing drugs, the son of a family that was not a broken-up family, but rather an intact nuclear family, a son that went to church all the time, a son that went to Sunday school every Sunday, a son that went to youth meetings every Wednesday, was a big participant in my youth group, was in youth group leadership, went to a Bible college, went to all of these things. Even in that type of background that I had the opportunity to experience, I still got an enormous amount of good out of going to Christian camp. So if someone with that background gets an enormous amount of good from going to Christian camp, how much more meaningful can it be for a child who never would even think about going to a Christian camp and then find themselves there and completely inundated with the message of the gospel, people that love them, people that are taking time to answer their questions? And if that child happens to be the son or daughter of an inmate that doesn't have the access to all the stuff that I had access to, that didn't have even the church support growing up that I had with a helpful and loving church community. Friends, we're talking about kids that are on the margins, and we have the ability to bring them right into the center of God's love. And that's what this Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Camp opportunity is all about. And I cannot believe that there are only 73 kids that we're intended to help this year. I just believe that's a number that's far too low. So I don't know what 347 meant, but I was dreaming about Angel Tree Camp. I was dreaming about the kids that were going there this year. And in my dream, I started to pray for them, and there was a number that popped up, 347. I don't know what that means, but I want to know if you will stand with us and help us with getting at least those first 73 spoken for. We had a bit of a mix-up with the technology on the website yesterday. If you gave a gift by phone or by web, we do not believe it got recorded properly. So we don't have an updated number for how many kids have been sponsored yet. But we are retracing that through the zip codes of the people that may have given from the New York tri-state area. But friends, I know that we did not hit 73 as of yet. So I need your help. I need your help today. I need the response to be overwhelming. I need you to say, okay, God, what can we do? Is it proper for us to help pay a week of camp for a kid whose parents are in prison? Friends, they're going to be presented with the gospel. They're going to be loved on. You're going to hear, and I can't wait to bring Sierra Miller Sampley on. She's a 19-year-old college freshman studying for veterinarian services. She wants to be a pet doctor. But she had such an experience as a young person that was trying to figure out life, and her dad gets incarcerated, and her mom becomes a drug addict, and where she goes, and the role that Christian Camp plays in her story is powerful. She's going to join us in the next couple of segments. We're going to talk with her about her experience and what she went through. Friends, that could be the same story for 73 other children, 73 children who... You may even know the names and addresses of some of them. They may be in the current Angel Tree program that your church has been working with for the last couple of years. If you've ever packed a shoebox for Angel Tree at Christmas time, and you've sent a gift to an inmate's child, and you've done that, those are the kids that are going to be up for these Angel Tree camping scholarships. And these are scholarships to camps that if they were to pay their own way, the camp cost would be $400 to $800 a week. Like these are really stellar Christian camps, top level service. Everybody there is well certified to be able to work with the young people. It is an amazing, amazing thing. But we have to do what we can to help them. We have to do what we can to get them there. We have to let them know they're not forgotten. That God has a plan for their life, that there is a total purpose in who they are. These kids are so young. And if they have their life transformed by the gospel in a place where God is able to get them alone in his creation under an open sky on some green grass, looking at some beautiful trees and lakes and other things that these camps are built around. And this is nationwide, but the kids that we sponsor here, they're gonna be from the New York area. Those are the kids that we're helping. But some of these kids have never even seen a camp. Some of them have lived here in the five boroughs for so long and have had such hard lives. They've never been to a rural or agricultural area, much less see the beauty of what a Christian camp looks like. I don't know about you, but in my own experience, I had several really meaningful summers at a Christian camp. Two of them, actually. The first one I went to was called Jan K. Ranch. It was this little ranch in Texas. They used to do a Christian camp in the summertime. And then one that I went to later in western Louisiana was a place called Miracle Camp. And it was run by a group called the Bible Memory Association. If you memorized enough verses during the year, you got to go to camp for free. And it was my destiny each spring to memorize all the verses and to try to say them back to the people that would listen to you at the church, get them said and so forth, because I so desperately wanted to go back to that camp each year. And my very first time to go to camp when I went to the ranch, somebody paid for a scholarship for me to go. My parents could not afford to pay for me to go. My kids don't get to go to camp, and I'm not poor. God takes care of our needs, but we can't send our current three kids to $400 to $800 weeks of camp. And we're okay with that. God's taken us in a direction where we have them involved in other things. There are some vacation Bible schools and some other things that they're involved in. But friends, you're going to give this gift for only $200 when it's really worth $400 to $800 in value. And you're going to give it to a kid that would never dream of getting it. And then while they're there, the joyous surprise of being overwhelmed by God's love, it's gonna take their heart, it's gonna change their heart, mind, and life, and you made it happen. 888-206-2802. Call right now. $200 sends one Angel Tree kid to camp this summer. 888-206-2802. We need to get those 73 sponsored before Friday, by the way, so that they can get the registration done and be on their way to camp at the right time. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being faithful and doing what God calls you to do. Sierra Miller Sampley joins me next to tell her story of her experience at Christian camp. Stay with us.
Representative Ilhan Omar must go. She must be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for her gross anti-Semitism, for her cavalier dismissal of the murdered victims of 9/11, for her blaming the criminal socialist debacle and collapse of Venezuela on America, for her specious accusations against dedicated U.S. officials and her disdain for our nation, which saved her from Islamic terror in the non-nation of Somalia. Join the upcoming Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. with a rally and press conference. For more information, go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Again, it's the Ilhan Omar Must Go billboard launch in Times Square, 711 7th Avenue at 48th Street on Monday, May 20th, starting at 5 p.m. Go to www.ilhanmustgo.org. Ilhan Omar Must Go. Sponsored by Americans for Safe Israel and JCCWatch.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you hear me talk about Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely and Fellowship Home Loans all the time. Why? Because they're the only people I recommend when it comes to getting a mortgage for your house. But there are other things about your life that they can help you with. Like, for instance, reducing endless amounts of credit card debt. Brian Sheely back at the microphone to discuss. Brian, how can you help somebody with their credit card debt?
You know, Kev, I was actually reading an article the other day, and I think like the average homeowner has excess of $10,000 in credit card debt. And the average interest rate on those is about 18%, which is just criminal to begin with. What we're seeing a lot of people doing is taking equity out of their home, consolidating those bills with their first mortgage, and saving an average of about $400 a month by consolidating those bills, and also being able to sleep better at night knowing that you are debt-free now. There's so many different angles that you can go with on this to save yourself some money, and everyone's situation is different. And let's face it, life happens. At some point, you need to dig into the savings or you need to use that credit card. Let's get everything back on track and replenish that bank account by consolidating those bills. And it's the best way to do it is a low rate by refinancing that first mortgage. You'd be amazed on how much money you can save.
Yeah, well, if you could put $400 a month back in someone's pockets, friend, this is something you need to take advantage of. So call Mike and Brian today. Fellowship Home Loans standing by to help you as they always are with a smile. Best customer service in the business. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. And when you call, ask them about a mortgage checkup. It's another little tool that they can do to help you understand where your money's going and possibly what they can do to help get you into a better situation. And unlike traditional banks, you don't have to wait 2 to 3 months to get a loan done. They can do the same deal in 2 to 3 weeks, saving you money and time. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Call Mike and Brian today. Brian Sheely, thanks so much. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go, like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. We've been saying for the last couple of days about the magnificent impact that getting a kid who would not normally have the chance to be in a Christian camp in the summertime to be able to do just that. Kids that come from parents' homes who have been incarcerated suffer on a lot of levels. They don't have two parents in the home. Oftentimes they have less income or revenue coming into the home. And because of that, there are opportunities that normal kids might have, kids certainly that have church-going parents might have, but they miss out on. And that's where the whole idea behind Project Angel Tree came about with Chuck Colson and Prison Fellowship a number of years ago, was to try to reach out to these children who live in these families that, yes, somebody did something wrong, but it wasn't the child's fault. It wasn't anything that they did. And in the process, show these kids that are somewhat isolated and marginalized a lot of love and a lot of care and hopefully a transformational experience with Jesus. And after doing the Angel Tree Christmas boxes for a number of years, someone came along and said, well, what if we got them to a summer camp, a Christian camp, where they could be put in touch with not only God's nature, but also God himself? And that's the story of the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Camping Program, and now that it's been going for a few years, we're asking you to help us send 73 of these kids to camp this summer. And we would love for you to call and give that gift today because it is going to make that kind of difference in their life. That number is 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. You can also just get on WMCA.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. My guest right now is Sierra Miller Sampley. She is 19 years old, and she is in college for a vet technology program. But I want to talk to her about her experience in the Angel Tree camp. Sierra, welcome. Kevin McCullough, good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell us how you first came into contact with Angel Tree?
Yeah, so my dad was in prison for a few years, and I was living at home, and one Christmas, a family came by and gave us these presents, and they basically told us that they heard about us and that they knew that one of our parents was incarcerated, and so they were like, hey, we wanted to, you know, shed some light on this and give you guys some gifts. And I was very grateful, and I was like, wow, this is super cool. And then a few months after Christmas, they got in contact with us and told us about Camp Mishawana. Now they said, due to our situation, we have the opportunity to go to summer camp. And so I thought that was really cool because me being in my situation, I never really was able to do those kinds of things. And I was in a dark place. And so I was like, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. So I gave Camp Mishawana a chance, and it was love at first sight. I got there and made a bunch of friends and connected with God, and it was really, really cool. And then I continued to do that for many, many years to come. And then in 2012, I went there 2009 for the first time, but in 2012, I became saved, and it was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
What was it, in that summer, in 2012, what was the process by which you finally realized that you needed Jesus as your Savior?
Well, so not only was my dad in prison, but my real mom was a drug addict. And so going through both parents not being there for me, I was very upset with God, and I didn't understand why those things were happening to me. But when I went to camp and I shared my story with my counselor, she basically comforted me, and she told me her story and how she said that you're not alone. And she told me that some similarities that she went through. And I was like, wow, someone understands what I'm going through. And she said the only reason she got through it was because she finally let God into her life, and he was the one that took the wheel, and she was able to move on from everything. And so she really helped me realize that the only thing I needed was God in my life, and with him, I could do anything. And so throughout the week, I was there for a week. We were there for a week in the summer. The very second to last day I was there, we skipped chapel that night. There was a skit night, and we just prayed and prayed and prayed, and she prayed for me, and I prayed for her, and I accepted Jesus into my life, and it was amazing. And, yeah, it's been pretty great.
That's and Sierra, the thing about it is, I have heard from so many kids, going back to my teenage years when I went to the Christian camp I went to for the first time, that could have that same story. And I want people to understand that this wasn't just something that you went and just had that experience and then came back and you just went back to your old life and your old ways. Talk to us about how your faith, once you began that journey, began to impact the other areas of your life.
Well, it's kind of funny because when I came back from camp, it was like I was reborn. I was this new person. I was ecstatic, and I was so happy that I finally had someone in my life that understood me and someone that loved me for me and didn't judge my past. And I told the world, I came home, I told everybody about camp. Even if they didn't know what Camp Mishawana was, I talked to them as if they were there with me. Like, I was just so happy, and I wanted everyone to know. I kept trying to recruit new campers, and I'm like, you guys have to come here. Like, it will change your life. And I started going to church every Sunday, and then I started to go to youth group every Wednesday, and I just started reading the Bible and praying and thanking God, and it was just amazing. Like, I never did anything like that before. I thought it was just a summer camp, but the reason I love Camp Mishawana so much is that they take in anyone that comes from any background, and they do not judge you, but they help you through your journey, and they help you become the person you want to be. And they help you with your journey with God. And whether you kind of know him or don't know him at all, they do whatever they can to help you know him.
That's so powerful. That's so powerful. It's Kevin McCullough and friends. Again, that phone number, and it's so simple. You just heard Sierra tell the whole story. She went to the camp. She was met with someone who cared about her, shared a similar story. Shared God with her, and over time she began to realize this is what is needed in my life, and they were there for her when she made that decision. Friends, this is what we're giving to kids that have no chance of going to a Christian camp in the summertime. And we have to do this quickly because the camping season is upon us. Can you call right now and give a gift? $200 will send one Angel Tree kid to a camp this year. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. And you can also give online at WMCA.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner. This is sponsored by Prison Fellowship, the work from Chuck Colson, reaching children of inmates for the cause of Jesus. And it's exactly what we want to be about at AM 570 The Mission. Kevin McCullough, call that number right now, 888-206-2802.
Are you looking to pursue a graduate education in a Christian academic community? Do you want to connect your career and your calling? Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're leaders, accountants, and community builders. They're teachers, nurses, ministers, and counselors. Experience what makes Nyack College's Manhattan campus a unique place to prepare your future. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer a doctoral program and 40 master degree programs. At Nyack, you'll experience exceptional teaching and a caring community. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available along with special programs for working adults. Nyack College places special emphasis on the integration of faith, learning, and spiritual transformation. They fulfill their calling by helping you fulfill yours. Learn if Nyack College is right for you at the NYC Grads Program Open House on Wednesday, May 22nd at 6 p.m. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admissions counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu or call 877-626-2236. 877-626-2236 or go to nyack.edu.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special, and for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a french fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And at Wendy's, we got you with a Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Sierra Miller Samples, who we're speaking with, her story friend could be replicated 73 times this summer. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree has asked us to help get these 73 kids to a summer camp, a Christian summer camp, just like the one that Sierra went to, that will love on them, that will help open their eyes to what Jesus has for them. And friends, it's so remarkable that you can do all that for only $200. $200 covers everything that that child needs for that week of camp. All the food, all the recreation, all the stuff that they have that they'll need for that week, their board, everything that's there. And friend, it would most importantly introduce them to the Lord Jesus in a real, honest way. Creation all around them, the beauty of God's handiwork filling their heart and mind. And that is something that is just something that is remarkable. And so it's what we want to be a part of. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802 is the phone number. And you can also give online at WMCA.com. Just click on the Angel Tree banner when you go there. That'll take you directly to a page where you can give a gift. But 73 children that have the opportunity to have the life change experience that Sierra just told us about. Sierra, let me ask you about this. And I don't know where you came from before you went to Camp Mishawana, but was going to a camp, particularly in the middle of God's creation, something that you would have normally been able to do had you not been part of the Angel Tree program?
I don't really think so, because I was in such a bad place that I wanted nothing to do with God. And so I did go to camps before I went to Camp Mishawana, but they were through school or just hearing about them. But there was no God center. It was just go there, have fun, meet people, and that was that. And so when I heard of Camp Mishawana, I thought that was the same thing until I got there and I realized it was more than that. But for the first few years, I just kind of went there to go there, and I thought it was cool, but I didn't know enough about God and Jesus Christ and everything about, like, what he did for us. I didn't really know at that time what any of that meant. I kind of just was going. But that one year, I don't know if God was just like, this is the time or what happened, but it was just that one year I went, everything was different. And I was there to be with God. I was there to meet people and tell more people about him and just to share the experience with everyone else.
Well, you know, Sierra, the truth is we're all on a spiritual journey. And so God has to put you in a place sometimes where you get a little bit of it at a time. But when you start putting it together, we just call that the call of the Holy Spirit. He's chasing you down. He wants you to know who he is. And so he just keeps drawing you and drawing you. And eventually there is that one moment where it becomes crystallized and you say, okay, this is the moment I need to make that decision. And I'm so thankful that you were able to make that decision. Let me ask you, what would you say to a few hundred thousand people that may be listening to you right now that are contemplating whether or not they should give $200 to help another child like you spend a week of camp in a place like Camp Mishawana?
I would say that it may seem like it's no big deal donating some money to a camp, but it really changes people's lives. And I would not be who I am today if it wasn't for Camp Mishawana. And it's a shame that most people don't get to go because they don't know anything about it. And for people to donate would just make a huge difference, and you could change someone's life for good.
What do you want to do with your life now that you're in college and where you're headed?
I want to work with animals, of course, but I also want to continue to share my story with other people and just try to get others to know that the others that went through what I went through to be able to move on from that and to be able to start a new life with God by their side.
When you think of children that come from homes where the parents are incarcerated, what are some of the unique challenges that those children have, Sierra?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think it's different for everybody because some are not as impacted, but it also depends on how old you are and how mature you are at the time. But I was very young when I was going through my dad being in prison, and it was a very difficult time for me. And I think one of the biggest things is when you see other families and they have the perfect picture set out, and they both have a mom and dad, and they have their brothers and sisters, and they can just see them whatever they want to. And just seeing that and realizing that my dad's in prison and my real mom is doing really bad things, and I just don't understand why I wasn't able to have that life. And so, depending on the circumstance, everyone's story is different, but we all are fighting the same battle every day. And with God, you know, it can really change
right.
your perspective. And I
well,
think
and, I, and friends, real quickly, here's the phone number. It's 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is WMCA. Go to WMCA.com. $200 sends a kid to camp. 73 is our goal. Stay with us.
Wham. Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. His firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down or don't have energy like you used to, or maybe you feel like you got a little bit of that allergy cold stuff because it's been so uncharacteristically cold and rainy the last few days, it's time to not only try Balance of Nature, but let Balance of Nature go to work for you in their fruits and vegetables in capsule form, penetrating your body's defenses like nothing, and getting every bit of that energy fighting disease, fighting power activated for you in a way that nothing else will. They're not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. They take out all the light, they take out all the water, they take out all the air. With tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies, now each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables contained therein. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you feel great. You got better looking skin, a lot more energy. You don't get sick anymore. I haven't had bronchitis in years. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Talk to a Balance of Nature health coach today, which comes free with every offer, and see if getting the nutrition from over 10 servings of fruits and veggies can make a difference in your life. Use the discount code THEMISSION to receive free shipping on every order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751.
Summer is almost here, and that means school's out. Give your kids the best summer ever with Junior Week at Tuscarora Inn and Conference Center in Mount Bethel, Pennsylvania. From Sunday, July 7th to Saturday, July 13th, Junior Week is for students who have finished 2nd to 6th grades, and there's never a dull moment. With outdoor activities, costume parties, music, drama, and crafts, your child will do more during Junior Week than any other week of the year. Junior Week's leadership team, led by Eric and Janine McCann, work all year to plan a fun program and carefully select a staff and counseling team to walk beside your child as they experience this life-changing week. Tuscarora Inn and Conference Center's mission is to serve the Christian community by providing programs and facilities for Bible-focused worship, teaching, and counseling. Come have a blast and enjoy a full week of fun during Junior Week at Tuscarora Inn and Conference Center for just $419. Visit Tuscarora.org today to register and give your kids a summer to remember. That's Tuscarora.org.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I stay easy, oh, 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 always on my own. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, AM 570, The Mission, and we're on a mission at this radio station to try to help 73 identified prison fellowship Angel Tree kids be able to achieve summer camp at a Christian camp this summer, this summer of 2019. There are, by the way, secular radio shows on other radio stations around the country that are doing this same program. Not on Christian stations, on secular stations where non-believers are at. And non-believers are giving to this program. What is so powerful about why Prison Fellowship and Angel Tree Camp makes such a difference? Well, it's in the content of the camp itself. It's not just that you're taking kids that come from children of inmates that whose parents have made some really bad decisions and it's cost them their freedom. They're in jail. It's not just you're taking these kids and saying, hey, let's go get them into a summer camp. You're taking them to a camp where they learn about and sometimes hear for the very first time who Jesus is, who God is, why he loves them, what he wants to do in their life. And that was the story of my guest who's talking with us right now, Sierra Miller Sampley, who is now in college, but went to Angel Tree camps in the years past. And Sierra, it's good to have you back with us at AM 570, The Mission. When the first year that they brought the Angel Tree presents for Christmas, what was that like for you?
I just thought it was cool. I didn't really know what was going on, but, you know, being a child and free gifts, you know, what can go wrong, right? But I didn't know, like, what the meaning of it was. I just knew that there were some people coming to our house that were going to give us some gifts, and they were going to tell us a little bit about their church and stuff, and then that was pretty much it. Until a few months later,
yeah,
John reached out to us.
Well, and so a few months later, you found out that the gifts actually came from your dad. How did that change your perspective of that?
It made me really happy that he was thinking about us while he was away and that someone was able to help him do that for us.
First, you got the presents. And then how did it come about that you were going to be able to go to Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Camp?
A guy named John Hogenboom contacted my aunt and told her about the Prison Fellowship camps and how we had the opportunity to go since my dad was in prison. And then she came and told us about it. And I was like, that's so cool. And then we decided, yeah, we'll go and we'll see how it goes. And we all came back and we loved it. And I went for 9 years.
And you eventually, a couple of years in, became a believer. What happened to your siblings? Did they also accept Jesus?
So it's kind of cool. They did not accept him when I accepted him. So I was saved in 2012. But then my brother, he was young at the time, so he wasn't allowed to go to camp. But as he got older, he was able to go. And he came back, and he was also saved, and my sister was also saved. So even though it was at different times in our lives, we all got saved at camp.
Yeah. And, of course, none of you would have been able to go had people not been able to give the scholarships for the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Camp.
Right.
Friends, that's what I'm talking about right there. Kevin McCullough visiting with Sierra Miller Sampley, who is a Project Angel Tree Camp graduate. She's now in college, but she went for 9 years. And all three of the siblings in her household became believers because somebody like you made a phone call and said, I want to make sure that that kid goes to Christian camp this year. Friends, this could happen. This exact same story could be replicated in all 73 children's lives that we're trying to help right now at AM 570 The Mission with Angel Tree. But we need you to call a number in order to make that happen. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802. You can also give online by going to WMCA.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. It's up at the top. It's in very beautiful kind of spring and summer pastel-like colors. It's kind of animated. So when you click on it, you'll see it right away. But click on that and then help the next Sierra, help the next set of siblings be able to find God, because that's what happens here. Sierra, take us to the year 2012. You're headed back to Angel Tree Camp, and you begin to have questions that you hadn't really had previous to that. Talk to us about what happened.
Okay. Well, the very first day of camp, I had a different counselor that I never had before, and she basically told us to write out a little letter that explained who we are and where we came from. And that was that year was really hard for me, and it was because my mom, my real mom, she was doing a lot of bad things at the time, and my dad was still in prison, so I didn't have my family. And so I was very upset when I went to that year at camp, and so I basically made a letter, but I ranted the whole entire time, and I told her how much I hated the idea that both of my parents were out of my life and how I didn't understand why God would let this happen. And she kind of reached out to me, and she was telling me, like, how God doesn't make people do things, they do them themselves. And she made me realize that it's not God's fault that my parents ended up the way they were. They chose to make those decisions, and God is just as disappointed as I am. And that was a huge eye-opener because I never looked at it in that perspective. And so that made me want to ask her tons of questions about everything that I didn't know. And, like, you know, how can I fix this relationship with God, because I feel terrible now and I ruined my relationship with him. And then she was like, you can never ruin your relationship with God, because the best thing about him is no matter how much you betray him, no matter how much you disobey him, he will always love you no matter what. And at that moment I was like, I want this in my life.
Well, and because of that, then instead of going to chapel that night, you told us when you were with us before, you guys stopped everything and just started praying. Tell us what happened there.
It was a little awkward for me because I've never really prayed before. At that time, I would kind of pray in matters when there was, like, something bad happening and I wanted it to be better. And I just assumed, well, if I just pray, you know, God will just fix it. And then he wouldn't. And then I'd be like, why is he not helping me? Like, I thought that's what prayer is for. And so I kind of stopped praying for a long time. And then when she's like, we're just going to pray, it was kind of weird because they wasn't used to that. But for some reason, it felt different because, like, when we were praying, it's like I felt his presence. And it's like something changed in me. And I just started crying. And I just let all my feelings out. And I just talked to God for, like, the very first time. And it was amazing.
Friends, those of you listening and hearing Sierra's story, she's just one child. But Angel Tree has had the chance to send thousands of kids to Christian camps over the last 4 years. And this year, they've asked us to help 73 local New York children, Angel Tree kids, that don't have a chance to go to summer camp, to actually just have a chance to get there, to have their hearts open to the gospel the way Sierra's was, and to have somebody who loves them put their arm around them and say, hey, I'm going to pray for you, and we're going to talk your situation through. And maybe Jesus will find you if you're open to talking and hearing from him. Friends, that's what you're going to make in the life of these kids if you make a gift right now. 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. You can also go to angeltree.org. And give a gift on the WMCA page. The easier way to do it is just to go to WMCA.com and give a gift through the banner at the top of the page. But Sierra Miller Sampley, thank you for spending the time with us, and we look forward to talking to you again soon, maybe here in the next few days. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been hearing me talk to you about Better Together, TBN's first daily original program. You know what it is. It's a show made by women, for women, encouraging women in ways that shows like The View choose not to. It's spirit-filled conversation, tackling relationships and friendships and toxicity and identity and social media and intimacy with God, all those things. No topic is ever off limits. And you can find out what real friends think when they get together and have real conversations. This week, by the way, they're talking about how caregivers can find rest. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Sounds like a good topic. Each of the panel of women leaders and the topics of discussion change almost every day. When you want to join the circle for some genuine dialogue, why don't you get on to TBN's Better Together? It's made just for you, addressing many of the issues concerning women with a balance of spiritual and practical commentary, interviews, and fun. It's not just a TV program. It's a community. It's built on love and friendship and encouragement, and it's time that we join together to make this world a better place. So why do life alone when we can do it together, better together? Weekdays on TBN at 1:30, and other ways to watch, the TBN app in your local app store, or go to bettertogether.tv. register and watch anytime.
If you're battling cancer and you're a Christian, you face a unique challenge. You know that God loves and cares for you, and He has a plan for you. But having cancer creates doubt. Have you completely placed your faith in God? Paideia Oncology Care can help you sort out the difficult questions. If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Paideia Oncology Care, a unique Christ-centered approach to cancer treatment. For a complimentary consultation, call 201-906-6391 or visit ChristianOncology.com.
As stewards of church assets, pastors and lay leaders must be faithful and smart about managing and operating their religious corporations. Often they need professional expertise to more effectively execute their missions and ministries. The legal team at Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld has extensive experience representing religious and not-for-profit organizations. Their attorneys understand the intricate issues facing churches and how to successfully navigate them. With a focus on missions-driven development, Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld provides churches with a wide range of services, including missions planning, assistance with corporate governance, tax exemption filings and real estate transactions, and development projects. Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld focuses on safeguarding the assets of not-for-profit entities and religious organizations to ensure long-term growth and sustainability of their mission. Be faithful and smart. Call Capel, Barnett, Madelon, and Schoenfeld today at 212-661-1144 or visit cbmslaw.com. 212-661-1144 or visit cbmslaw.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, I am convinced, and I really mean this from the bottom of my heart, that 73 kids, God's going to do something amazing in their life if we help them get to camp this year. I actually believe that. I genuinely believe it with everything that's in me. The problem is, will we help them get there? And at the end of the day, that's my biggest concern. The Angel Tree kids that live in this area, and you know who they are because there are a lot of you that have done Angel Tree boxes through your church, through the radio station, etc. in the past. These are the kids that need these Christian camps. If Sierra's story doesn't demonstrate anything better than that, it took a few exposures to the gospel before she was able to piece it all together. But when she did, look at what it did in her life. Look at how it just flourished. Look at the change and transformation that came into her. And she's able now to tell others about her story. When we were letting her go, when she was done with the interview just a few minutes ago during the break, she was like, Mr. McCullough, thank you so much for having me. All I want to do is tell people about how much Jesus has done in my life. Friends, that's what Angel Tree Camp is producing in these kids. An on-fire introduction to the gospel that just leaves them just changed. 888-206-2802 is the number. 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. When you call, be as generous as you can, but just know that for every $200 that we are able to give, a kid's going to go to camp and is likely going to get saved and is likely going to be changing the world in just a few years. $200 one time, that kid, that week of camp is secure for him. 888-206-2802 is the number. 888-206-2802. 888-206-2802. Or go to angeltree.org. Angeltree.org /WMCA. The easiest way to just do that is to go to WMCA.com. WMCA.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. But let's change some lives. Let's rescue these 73 kids for the cause of heaven and make sure that we have done what we can to put them on the right foot so that they can go out and be the life changers and the life transformational stories that God made them to be. It's not hard. Sometimes literally all it takes is a week at camp. 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802, or online at WMCA.com. Please call and give right now, 888-206-2802, 888-206-2802, or angeltree.org.